first, giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, to Pastor Rogers, New Bethlehem family. Good morning. Faith, make no mistake about it. There are going to be some tough days to come. You will be challenged academically, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. You will feel overwhelmed, unsure, and unprepared. It is okay, number one. Those feelings are neutral. They indicate your understanding and acceptance at your circumstances. Number two, as a Christian, you realize that Jesus is bigger than any circumstances. The Bible tells us in Romans 2:12, rejoice in all your confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep our prayer. Have patience because your faith should give you the peace that your prayers will be answered and that your circumstances is temporary. The Proverbs writer tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. As we all embark on this new challenge of life, there will be things you don't like, don't want, and don't understand happen to you and around you. If you continue to faithfully seek after God and his will for your life first, all you do will be blessed. As things get tough, you get tougher. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13, for I can do everything through Christ who giveth me strength. The harder things get, you should pray. In Matthew 21:21-22, Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. Remember, as a Christian, you serve a big God. Your life, all that you accomplish when living within God's will for you, your life, is limited only by the size of your faith in God and what are willing to attempt with him as your side. Matthew 28:19-20, the great creation. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them new disciples to obey all the commandments I have given you. And be sure of this, I am the way always, even to the end of age. Personal invitation of the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught the disciples to pray in the book of Matthew 6:9-13, often referred to the Lord's Prayer. As we know, Jesus never spoke just to have something to say. When he spoke, there was always a purpose, normally centered around teaching us how we are to relate to the Father as well each other. So what is Jesus really telling the disciples in this prayer? I was talking to my son about this, and he said, this is a roadmap to salvation. If we follow it, more like a treasure map. Jesus tells us that the Father always knows what we need before we ask. So what the need to overpray? All we do is relate with him by praying. It puts our relationship with God in order, giving us perception, if you will. Prayer allows us to acknowledge who God is and express our thankfulness for that. We can expect he will get us through the things in life that can trouble or hinder us, as thoughts or provision or the like. There are pitfalls of sin and the attack of Satan the devil. Prayer lets us demonstrate the knowledge of our needs for him in our life, but it also reminds us of his faithfulness and give us the joy and peace to wait for him. Thank you for very much.